Details. Good morning, kia ora. What is happening on the markets?
Morena, Susie. It's reasonably quiet, actually. Wall Street, of course, closed for the Thanksgiving holiday. Looking at Europe, Britain's FTSE down 100, down about 0.5%. The other big European bourses are marginally higher, but the mood is generally downbeat. COVID lockdowns have caused consumer confidence in France and Germany in particular to slide further. Our own top 50 index also had a bit of a listless session, falling 66 points yesterday, about 0.5%. Starts today just above 12,600. New Zealand dollar is the one little beacon of strength, 70 US cents and 95.1 Australian.
Nice to have a beacon of some sort. An interesting difference has been spotted, though, between Australian and New Zealand investors, Giles.
Well, it comes from the transport software company EROAD, which reported its half-year earnings yesterday, nudged back into the black with $1 million profit. And it's banking on growing more strongly as trucking firms digitise a lot more of their backroom operations and regulatory compliance issues that they have to look after. Like many companies this year, though, once COVID-19 hit, it touched investors and shareholders for extra capital, around $50 million. Into the bargain, it took a secondary listing onto the Australian Stock Exchange. Well, I asked the chief executive, Stephen Hume, if he'd noticed a change of attitude amongst shareholders since the ASX listing.
The ASX listing was about increasing the liquidity of the stock for all shareholders. I think we've been reasonably successful in that. We definitely get challenged at a far more intense level from some of our Australian shareholders and investors in terms of, you know, grow faster, grow faster.
EROAD's chief executive, Stephen Newman, grow faster. Investors seem to like what they heard, though. Share price was up nearly 5%.
Well, it seems that positive investing intentions are perhaps not translating into action, though.
Yes, as always, the road to hell paved with good intentions, and the share trading platform Sharesies excited much comment and activity during the lockdowns, especially with markets around the world booming. But a survey that it's done shows that very little has really changed in the number of people who followed through. People say they're interested and intend to look at market investment as a way of diversifying, but the number actually owning shares is little changed. Chief Executive of Sharesies, Brooke Roberts, says limited financial knowledge is holding back many people, particularly among Māori and Pacifica communities.
There's a lot more interest and motivation to invest, which is fantastic, but still there's a long way to go in terms of people to know that you really know that investing is accessible to them and that is something that they can do. During the year, we've seen a massive increase in people in Aotearoa joining our platform. And so, yeah, there's definitely more appetite to look at different ways of growing wealth.
And we'll hear more from Brooke Roberts about that survey. We'll also be looking at a Commerce Commission investigation into a pyramid scheme. And, of course, the latest from the financial markets, tame as they may be, all after just after 10 to 7.